Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig O'Pager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? This question was posed to King Lemuel by his mother to get him to think. That is the purpose of questions. It concerns an all-important question in his life, that of the right woman for her son. Previous to this verse, she warned her son against the seducing power of women. She said, "Do not give your strength to women. Do not be involved with wrong women, or give your ways to that which destroys kings. Your allegiance is to be to God, but if you give your strength to women, that allegiance will not continue. Women can be dangerous in your life, son, but the right woman will be the most valuable treasure in your kingdom, for her price is far above rubies." Lemuel's mother tells him that there are things in this world far more valuable than precious stones. She desires that her son measure wealth not of the material, but of the immaterial. So she attaches great worth to a woman who is a virtuous woman. "Who can find a virtuous woman?" she asks of her son. By this question, she indicates that the right woman needs to be sought. Effort to find the right woman needs to be far above even that which it takes to find a precious stone or a precious pearl. As a precious stone is not found without searching, neither is a right woman found without searching. As a precious stone is sought by those who know the characteristics of a precious stone, so the right woman is found by knowing the characteristics of the right woman. Proverbs 19:14 tells us, "House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord." Lemuel is instructed to seek a prudent wife from the Lord by prayer and supplication. But the prudent wife from the Lord can be found only by knowing what makes a prudent wife. Lemuel's mother indicates that the clue to finding the right woman is in looking for a woman of virtue. The sense of the word virtue is strength gained from straining, stretching, or extending. It is reaching or pressing for a mark that is beyond your reach. Paul was virtuous when in Philippians 3:14 he said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." His pressing revealed him as virtuous. Virtuous is conformity with moral or divine law, living on a higher plane than the norm. The virtuous person is not satisfied to live like everyone else. The virtuous seeks excellence. The virtuous does not run with the pack. Peer pressure is not relevant to the virtuous. The thought life of the virtuous is a reaching or a pressing thought life. The virtuous think on things that are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report, things that are praiseworthy. Lemuel's mother does not intend that her son choose a wife who will be the mistress of his home and mother of his children by chance, foolishness, or emotion. She equips him with the knowledge of those necessary characteristics of a woman of virtue. Lemuel, a prudent wife, is of the Lord, but the Lord equips you to be able to have a prudent wife if you know what makes a prudent wife. Yes, son, pray and ask the Lord to give you a prudent wife. But the Lord also expects you to use the Word of God to know what makes a prudent wife. He will not effortlessly hand you a prudent wife on a silver platter, but He gives you the Word of God to help you carefully seek a prudent wife. A prudent wife is a woman of virtue, a woman who extends herself, who is not satisfied with the average, but stretches herself to excellence. She is a reaching, straining, pressing woman, a woman who extends herself in service to God and to others. She is a doer, a seeker, a bringer, a riser, a giver, a considerer, a buyer, a planter, a worker, a stretcher, a reacher, a maker, a fearer of God. No wonder Lemuel's mother exclaims, "Who can find a virtuous woman? One who extends herself in this manner is indeed a rare jewel of a woman." Lemuel's mother was such a woman. She knew what made such a woman and set out to describe this woman of virtue in the remainder of the 31st chapter of Proverbs. Mothers best teach their sons how to choose the right woman by being a woman of virtue themselves. As you study the remainder of this chapter, the important thing on which to focus is not the exact description or daily walk of this woman and trying to duplicate her life, but focus on the virtue that this woman displays. Her ways may fall out of fashion, but her virtues are eternal and for all ages.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.